It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We had some technical problems at the beginning of the varsity broadcast. Right after these messages, we'll hear from Coach Bayshore. Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Mike Bayshore. Coach, having New Knoxville tonight, what do you know about them and what do we need to do to come out on the win side tonight?
I know they're, you know, they're under a new coaching change, so they're kind of starting over, so they're just getting started into that new program. We're more focused on trying to correct what we've been doing wrong lately, you know, working on executing without mistakes, being a little bit more patient on offense, and especially after last Friday, really working on getting back to rebounding again. You know, that was kind of a shock to us, for us to give up that many offensive rebounds. That's something that it's almost like we found a different way to lose last Friday. So, you know, we went back to work this week, kind of started from over from scratch and kind of put everybody's jobs kind of on the line and, you know, kind of open things back up again, and hopefully it'll work out well for us tonight.
Okay. We appreciate it, Coach, and we'll be back after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Welcome to our Wayne Street Market pregame show. We got about a minute here before the national anthem and whatnot will be played. So what are we looking for, boys? What are our quick opening remarks?
I would just say just get out to the start JV had. Get out to early start and just prove that we're the better team and not have to just deal. I mean, just don't play it down at their level, like Trevor was saying. So
couldn't agree anymore. Just play your game.
I mean, we've seen this year a few times where we've went down and played with other teams, and we just go out and play tonight. So
we're going to have to take a quick break during the national anthem. We'll be right back after this.
You tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865. 2865.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
And welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse for tonight's matchup between the new Knoxville Rangers and the Fort Recovery Indians. We are in our Wayne Street Market pregame show. About to go through some starting lineups. Reese, can you read a few off for me?
Starting for the New Mexico Rangers, Osborne, Davis, Covert, Hans Potch, and Poppy.
And for our Indians, that will be Grant Canapi, Peyton Judy, Derek Judy, Clay Schmitz, and Noah Leonard. So we're interested to see what tonight will ask to hold for the Indians.
Sounds like he's done this before.
Yeah. He sounds, Mr. Obler is still stepping in for Harold Feely, the old voice of the Indians, but Obler's doing a pretty good job.
I'd say he's doing a very good job.
Well, the weird thing is you don't have Bubba and Harold here. That's very unlikely.
Yeah, we got to get
once in a blue moon kind of stuff.
Yeah, that never happens. They have to be together somewhere. So shout out to Big P and old Bubba. While we go through some starting lineups in our Wayne Street Market pregame show, we're going to talk a little bit about a scholarship chicken dinner. It includes a Romer's barbecue chicken, applesauce, chips, and a roll. It's dine-in or carry-out. It's $8, pre-sale only, at the Fort Recovery High School Commons on Friday, February 8th, 2019, from 4 to 6 p.m. This will be prior to the boys' game against St. Henry.
Pod is sponsored by the Fort Recovery and San Henry Boys basketball teams and the Traveling Tribe. The proceeds benefit the Shane Long Scholarship Fund.
I tell you what, that sounds tasty.
Oh, man. Hit me up with some barbecue chicken.
Oh!
And as our Wayne Street Market pregame show comes in, we're approaching tip-off, and it is our Tim Cupboard tip-off. Got to give a shout-out to the old Tim Cupboard, getting their new cappuccino machines. Hearing lots of good things.
Beautiful.
Oh, you got to love this atmosphere, don't you, Jeff?
Man, I'm getting hyped right now.
Oh, no, I
kind of just want to run through a wall right now.
Get me a jersey. I'm ready to go.
Absolutely. Just come out of retirement.
I think we got fifth-year eligibility, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I've been practicing the Ball State Rec Leagues. I mean, I'm ready to go. I've been waiting.
Covered tip-off is won by Leonard's, recovered by Grant Kanapke. They get it back to Derek Judy, who looks to take it up for the Indians. New Knoxville starts off in a 2-3 zone. Judy finds Kanapke on the wing, and he swings over to Petey. Petey will kick it cross-court to Kanapke, who finds Judy at the top of the key, who finds Peyton Judy on the right wing. He puts up the three. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Knoxville.
So number 12, Covert, will bring on up for the Rangers. He'll get it over. These numbers are pretty hard to see. So number 24 has pitched. He'll pop a shot. No good. Rebound by the Indians.
And Peyton Judy comes up the court with it. He looks to drive. He kicks it out to Derek Judy, who drives baseline, who then finds Petey on the outside. Petey swings it over to Grant Kanapke on the right wing, who then finds Petey on the left wing. He kicks it down to Derek Judy in the corner. He throws a cross-court pass to Peyton Judy, who finds Clay Schmitz in the short corner, who tries getting into Leonard's inside. He recovers it, but goes up with it strong off the backboard. It's up and no good.
Rebound by the Rangers. Covert will bring on up. He'll give over to number 5, Osborne, into the corner to Poppy. Up top, number 10, Davis. Davis will then drive. Man, Derek Judy will steal it away.
Hayes going up the left-hand side. He takes it for himself with the left-handed layup, and it's good. That's our first points of the ball game in our Wrangler Hardware first quarter.
Ooh.
Got a nice ring to it.
Got to give the shout-out to old Ace.
Number 10, Davis, up top to number 12, Covert. Up and good, three-point basket. And Knox will get the lead.
And Derek Judy looks to take it up the right-hand side for the Indians. He dribbles around at the top of the key. He then finds Kanapke on the right wing. He swings it back to Derek Judy up at the top. He goes up the left-hand layup. Again, it's up and no good, but rebounded by Schmitz. And he puts it back up, back up and in.
Good old Clay Schmitz.
Oh, I got to love the hustle play there, Trev.
You love to see it. Good intensity.
So New Knoxville get back. 4-3 Indians have a lead, and there'll be a foul on number 12, Covert. And
offensive. Yeah.
His first, team's first.
And the Indians look inbound. They get it into Derek Judy. Takes it across the half-court stripe. He passes it up to Grant Kanapke. He puts up a three. It's up and no good, but rebounded by Leonard. He's down on the baseline. He finds Schmitz in the short corner. He puts up a little 15-footer. It's up and no good.
Rebound by number 12, Cover, and you'll find number 32, Poppy, up no good. Rebounded by, and it'll be out of bounds. So go back to the Indians. Berliner from the JV game is going to check in for number 10, Davis. And Derek Judy will walk on up. Indians have a 4-3 lead with 5-12 up here in the first quarter.
Judy finds Kanapke on the right wing. Ball gets tipped, but Derek Judy comes up with it. He swings it over to Schmitz, who then passes it back to Judy. He swings it over to Peyton. Peyton drives baseline, finds Leonard from the TF. He goes up with it, and no good.
No, was not really right. I think that kind of got him in the face a little bit.
Pass snuck up on him. Good pass by Petey, though.
So Poppy will give over to number 12, Covert. Covert looking around, finds number 5, Osborne. He'll lose it and give it over to number 24, Inspect, for three.
Peyton Judy will look to bring it up the right-hand side. He finds Clay Schmitz in the corner, who then kicks it to Grant Canapi, who finds Derek Judy in the corner. They swing it all the way back around to Peyton Judy. Puts up the three, and it's good.
Bang, right there.
You can't really do anything about that if you're in Knoxville. You're all just scattered.
They had that zone moving.
So, number 12, Covert's going to fire up a three. No good. Rebound by Grant Knapke.
He pushes it up to Derek Judy, who then tries pushing it up to Clay Schmitz, but it gets knocked away, recovered by Peyton Judy. Derek drives. He kicks it out to Clay Schmitz. He puts up the three, and it's up and good.
Uh-oh.
Find a little hot streak from three in this Wrangler hardware.
It's warm.
It's almost like they got one of those heated Milwaukee jackets so you can find at that old Hazel.
Oh,
get the plug in.
Wow. Woo-hoo.
And there's a loose ball. It gets tied up.
Number 10, Davis checking back in for number 24, Hans Podge. Number 12, Covert. Bound it into number 5, Osborne. That was too easy there, and the Indians will get back.
And Peyton Judy looks to take it up the left-hand side. He then pulls up and three from the top.
Wow.
That's up and good. That was
wow
from deep.
That was a
Moose
interesting shot. Interesting shot right there, but it ended up turning out for him.
Well, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Knox will get back over to Burline. All the way around to number 12, Covert. Covert will give it to number 5, Osborne. Osborne gets trapped. And he'll find
a nice finish by Osborne. Or I don't know.
Yeah, Osborne.
And Grant Canapi looks to push it up to the Indians. He swings it over to Derek Judy, the top of the key. He finds Peyton Judy on the right wing. He then throws it cross court to Canapi, who then passes it to Derek Judy at the top. Then to Petey on the right wing. Who
what a pass.
Nice pass.
Wow.
Leonard for the finish.
I really like how our offense is looking right now.
They're tearing this 2-3 zone apart.
Absolutely.
So the Rangers will get back over to number 12, Covert. To Berliner. The public shop and good. 2-point basket. Berliner for Knoxville.
Knoxville is playing really smart right now and really hard. They're just trying to get their shots.
I really like that from them. Mm-hmm. And Peyton Judy shot fakes from the top of the key about where he made one last time.
Volleyball line.
Yeah, he decides.
Feeling it.
Decides not to pull it. They get it down to Leonard's inside. He wraps it around, goes up to the reverse leg, and it's good.
Beautiful nice, finish there by Leonard.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great move right there, because with his length and how long his arms are, I mean, you're going to get that shot off every time.
He's the biggest guy in the court. He's got to let him know about it.
Absolutely.
So Knoxville has it and gives over to number 32, Poppy. Poppy over to Beerline. He'll give it over to number 10, Davis. Davis will find number 5, Osborne. He'll drive baseline, Grant Canapi. He'll dish out to number 10, Davis. And he'll throw right into Derek Judy's chest, and he'll go back to the Indians.
Now Peyton Judy dishes it down to Clay Schmitz for the bucket.
I mean, that's corner.
It's a smart cut right there.
I mean, Nagy's getting smart shots right now.
So they'll give it to Berliner. Number 12, Covert, will find Osborne.
Ooh,
good block.
Get that out of here, says Noah. Going to send that ball right back to New Knoxville with you. Now we got a couple subs here for the Indians. Clayton Pearson's going to check in along with Blaine Toby and Owen Shane.
And number 24, Hans Podge will fire up a three up and good.
Back and forth. I'm telling you what, this is some good action right out of the gate, boys. I love to see this.
Derek Judy's got it, excuse me, on the left wing. He kicks it over to Peyton Judy on the right wing. Clayton Pearson has it. He drives baseline, kicks it out to Peyton Judy. He puts up a three, and it rims out. No good. But Owen Shane with the rebound up and in.
Owen Shane with the hustle play off the bench.
Oh,
you love to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Covert will give it over to number 24 on pause, and he'll give it over to number 10, Davis. Davis will lose it. Guarded by Petey Judy.
to give it to number 32, Poppy. Poppy will then try to dish it on a cut, and it's going away by Clayton Pearson.
And Clayton pushes it up. He kicks it out to Judy on the left corner. He takes it all the way down, kicks it to Owen Shane for the little 15-footer from the corner, and it's up and no good. That is the end of our Wrangler Hardware first quarter with a score of 21-15. Our Indians up. We'll take a little break and come back with some second quarter action right after this.
Jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wrangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wrangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wrangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse for your Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. The Indians look to take it out of bounds here. Take it into Peyton Judy, who then kicks it up to Regan Martin on the left wing. Martin looks to drive baseline. He gets caught, kicks it out to Petey. He puts up a three. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Owen Shady. Ooh. Saves it, gets it into Blaine Toby, who then finds Petey for a 15-footer. It's up and no good once again.
I tell you what, Owen is just flying around the court right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, Cover, we'll give it over to number 24, Anpaj, back up top to Osborne. Over to Covert. Covert will be guarded by Clayton Pearson. He'll find Berliner, and he'll give over to number 40, Lagerman. And you'll find number 12, Covert, wide open, up and good. Three-point basket, Covert.
Number 12 from New Knoxville doesn't look like a bad ball player. And Petey Judy brings it up the right-hand side. He then swings it over to Regan Martin on the left wing, who puts up the shot. It is up and no good.
So New Knoxville get back. Covert. Over to Osborne and to Lagerman in the corner. He'll bring all the way up and give it to number 22, Berliner. And Petey will tip it away, and he'll stay with
almost
the Rangers.
Away by Petey.
So, number 12, Covert. Glenn mound it. And he gets into number 5, Osborne. Osborne will then go all the way and puts up the shot. No good. Rebound by Owen Shane.
He kicks it up to Petey Judy, who then swings it up to Clayton Pearson, who finds Regan Martin at the 15-foot line. He kind of just heaves it backwards. Petey recovers. He throws the lob to Clayton Pearson. Gets back to Petey. He puts up the floater from 10 and is fouled. He'll go to the line for 2. And that will be our All Brothers foul line that Petey's going to visit here in our Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter respawn.
Remember, tomorrow's game at Arcanum has been postponed. It'll be happening next Tuesday. And Petey's first free throw is up and no good. Smith, Noah Larris, and Grant Canapi come in for Clayton Pearson, Blaine Toby, and Owen Shane. Petey gives second. He put it up, and it is good. So, sends the lead to 4 for the Indians here in the second quarter. Number 24 on. Hans Paz will give over to number 5. Osborne up top to Covert.
And he'll fire up a 3 up.
Bang, good.
And that was nothing but nylon. Good looking shot by Covert of the Rangers.
I'm just going to say, I watched this New Knoxville team earlier in the year, and I thought they were kind of like a struggling team, but I mean, they're keeping up with us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're shooting well, and I'm kind of impressed by this team so far.
The Indians haven't played bad, so can I have you with it on the right wing? He kicks it down to Martin in the corner, who jumps and passes it to Grant. They kick it out to Petey. Petey tosses it out to Grant Canapia at the top of the key. And Coach Bayshore wants a timeout to
but just a bunch of, like,
talk about it.
Just a bunch of jump up in the air and throwing it around. Yeah, I mean, that's not what Coach Bayshore likes.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. But Coach Bayshore wants a timeout, so we'll take one with him. We'll be right back after this.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse for some Indian action. And the Indians get it down low into Schmitz, who puts up a layup. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Leonard. He goes back up with it, and it's no good as well. Rebounded by New Knoxville.
The Indians do have a one-point lead here in the second quarter. 5:14 left. Covert is going to fire up the high hand. Up no good. Rebounded by Noah Leonard.
He gets it over to Peyton Judy, who swings it up to Clay Schmitz in the right corner. Petey takes it to the rack, and he gets fouled on the shot. So Petey will go to line for two more. To our Hall Brothers foul line. Gotta give a little shout out to Fort Recovery Insurance during our Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. We thank all of our
sponsors. Got another shout out to give to assistant coach Mr. Scott Lynn.
Oh yeah, we told him earlier we'd give him a little shout out. He's looking
fresh as always.
Yeah, looking pretty nice tonight. We got to give him that. Petey's first free throw is up and no good. Second one goes up and in.
So PD is 2 for 4 here tonight at the line. Number 12, Covert, will get over to number 24, Hans Paz. Berliner will try to get a guy on the cut, and Grant Knappy seals away. To Derek Judy, back door to Grant. He'll be tipped away. Derek will get back.
And Derek will look to the drive. He kicks it over to Grant Knappy in the left corner, who then gets it back to Derek. He drives, kicks it out to Petey for 3, and it's up and good. Bingo! Right where we want it.
Absolutely. So it sends the lead to 5 for the Indians, 26-21. Osborne will give it up to number 24, and Paz back to Osborne. Back over to Paz for 3, up no good. Rebound by, and it'll be tipped away, staying with the Rangers.
Say this new Knoxville team's got a lot of fight. We got to give them some credit.
For sure.
They play pretty gritty.
Number 12, Cover, went down into number 5, Osborne. Osborne's going to take it all the way to the rack. Up and good.
Nice left-handed Bennett.
So that gives the Indians now a 3-point lead.
And Derek Judy looks to take it up for the Indians. He gets it swatted away by New Knoxville.
Cover
steals it. He goes up for the layup, and it's no good. Rebounded by Derek Judy. He pushes up to Noah Leonard, who goes up for the dunk and misses, but rebounded by Clay Schmitz, and that's up and in.
Hey, I like the effort.
I like the idea. That would have been a poster right there.
And we'll go out of balance. They'll stay with the Rangers, number 10. Davis and Kobe Wendell check in for the Indians. And the Rangers, so
Davis came in for Berliner. And Kobe came in for Grant Konepke.
Kobe.
Number five, Osborne puts up a crazy shot and falls.
And that makes your score 28-25. Indians ahead. Derek Jeudy looks to take it up. He passes it to Kobe, one on the right wing. Kobe drives to the top of the key. He finds Derek. They kick it out to Petey for three. And it's up and no good. Rims out on him.
Rebound by number 32, Poppy. Give it over to number 5, Osborne. Up top to number 10, Davis. Davis over to Ospodge and get into and Poppy, and he'll be stolen away by Petey Jeudy.
And Petey makes a nice athletic move to cut through the defense like butter and finishes with the left hand.
So Indians have a 5-point lead. Covert will give over in the corner to number 5, Osborne. Back up top to Covert. Over to number 10, Davis. And Covert's going to fire up a three up, and he's hot.
He is on fire.
That is 4-3 so far tonight.
Indians got to get a hand up. Derek Jeudy takes it up to the Indian. He swings it over to Kobe Wendell on the left wing to get it back up to Jeudy up the top. He takes it all the way. Gets blocked and rebounded by New Knoxville.
So, Davis.
This game's back and forth.
Davis will dribble around. He'll lose it. Gets it back. Guarded by Derek Jeudy. Davis will drive baseline, find Covert in the short corner. He'll fake out Noah Leonard. And up and no good.
That was a nice move right there. And Jeudy looks to push it up quick down the left side. He tosses it over to Kobe Wendell. He's got it at the top. He swings it over to Peyton Jeudy on the right wing, and for three, it's up and good.
Speaking of hot hand, Peyton Jeudy has the hot hand.
Oh, yeah, and he's helping the Indians kind of play through this rough stretch here.
Yep.
And number 5, Osborne was going to drive, and be stuffed away by Noah Leonard, but Poppy will be in.
And here goes Petey Jeudy the other way. He finds Clay Schmitz under the bucket for two. Nice play by Petey Jeudy. So that'll make your score 35-28. Indians have a 7-point lead. We'll take a little break and be right back after this.
The Fort Recovery American Legion, along with the Red Cross, will be hosting a blood drive on Monday, January 28th from noon to 6 p.m. And Moeller Brew Barn of Maria Stein is sponsoring a pint for a pint promotion. All blood donors will receive a token that they can redeem for a free beverage at Moeller Brew Barn. Appointments are recommended. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC to schedule your donation appointment, but walk-ins are also welcome. There's always a need for blood no matter what time of year, so give life and donate blood and get a free pint for a pint token from Moeller Brew Barn at the Legion's Blood Drive on Monday, January 28th between noon and 6 p.m. and help the Red Cross save lives. Make your appointment now at 1-800-RED-CROSS or at redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC.
And we're back here at Fort Site Fieldhouse in our Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. It is New Knoxville basketball. The Indians have a 35-28 lead here with about a minute remaining.
Davis will find Covert. Be guarded by Kobe Wendell. And Covert throws away to Petey Jeudy.
And he gets a stolen away
by Davis.
Yep.
And he'll find Covert. What a good hustle play there by Davis. Covert across the timeline, guarded by Kobe Wendell. He'll find number 5, Osborne. Osborne will then drive and lose it. Stolen away by Kobe Wendell. Kobe will push it up and he'll slow it on back to Clayton Pearson.
Clayton Pearson has it on the top of the key. He finds Leonard from the high post. He looks to drive right. And he tries to kick it out to Petey, but before he does, he has a foot on the baseline. Out of bounds. It'll be New Knoxville basketball.
So Berliner will inbound it to Covert. 35-28. Indians have a lead with 29 seconds left. Berliner will dribble around, give it over to number 5, Osborne, to the corner to Poppy. copy number 12, Covert. Covert finds for a line. Out to number 10, Davis. To Covert. To Poppy. Trying just 5 seconds left. And he'll be fouled.
Oh,
and
my.
Almost gets the.
Who's that on? Clay Schmitz tacked with the foul. Man, inside of 5 seconds there, man, all you got to do, you just get a hand up. You know, don't try to be a hero. And Clay tries to block the shot and sends Knox to the line shooting two. Actually, they call it on the floor. Never mind. Good foul, Clay Schmitz. That a boy.
I don't know.
I don't know why I ever doubted you.
He knew what he was doing.
You totally redeemed yourself.
New Knoxville fans not too happy with that call. They put up the three, and it's up and no good.
So that will conclude our Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. And we'll be back here to talk about it during our Cooper Farms halftime show right after this.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
This is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
And welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse for our Cooper Farms halftime show. Well, we're going to give you a quick recap of our first half here. Indians up 7, 35-28 going into half. New Knoxville's been kind of sticking in the zone. The Indians are putting up quite a few threes, it seems like. What do you fellas think of
them? I mean, this game's just back and forth. New Knoxville, give them credit. They're just playing so hard, trying to stay in this game. And, I mean, the pressure's really getting to us, it looks like. I mean, shooters have been under duress for us and not making all their shots. But Peyton Judy's had the high hand, definitely.
Yeah, I'd have to give New Knoxville lots of credit. Like you said, they're just finding a way to hang around. It's not exactly pretty, you know, but they're knocking down some big shots. So number 12, Covert, he's impressed me so far. Reese, why don't you give me your take on the first half?
I mean, to be honest, we talked about at the beginning. I mean, the Indians just got to come out and play their game, and we thought they would be fine. But to be honest, they're in a dogfight right now, like Trevor's saying. I mean, it's just back and forth. And the Indians might have a 7-point lead. I mean, like I said earlier in at the beginning of the game, I seen this New Knoxville team, and they were kind of struggling against a young Bakken club. But to be honest, I mean, they're putting it to Fort Recovery. I mean, this has to be one of their, looking at their scoring, I mean, this is probably one of their probably better games. And I mean, why not do it here at the four? I mean, this is where you're going to make a mark. So,
yeah. And like we said, we got to give them credit. But Indians looking, they're not looking bad. You know, a little sloppy at times and whatnot. But we're going to take a quick break and be back with some stats right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse for our Cooper Farms halftime show. We're going to give you a little stats here. We'll let Reese take it through.
For the Indians, Petey Judy has 16. Derek Judy has 2. Clay Schmitz has 11. Noah Lawrence has 4. And Owen Shane has 2 for the Knoxville Rangers. Osborne has 8. Hoover has 12. Berliner has 2. And Hans Potch has 6. So, I mean, the 12 and 8 spot, well, I mean, those are the two best players, have to be Cover and Osborne. So, I mean, Cover had the high hand. He had 4 threes for his 12 points. I mean,
you know what he wants to do. You
yeah,
know.
For sure.
All 12 of your points come behind the arc. The Indians got to get a hand up in the second half. But Osborne, I've been impressed with his driving ability. I think he's had 2 or 3 nice left-handed finishes, and he's a right-handed ball player, so. With New Knoxville. I think they're a better ball club than what their record shows.
Yeah. Bit of a fight. I mean,
When you play teams like this who have a losing record like New Knoxville, I mean, you know they're going to give their all every single game. So,
yeah. So we're going to take another short break and give a little recap and see what we're looking for in this second half. So we'll be right back after this.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And welcome back to your Cooper Farms halftime show. We're looking forward to this second half, boys. What are we looking for from the Indians?
Well, first of all, before we start this, I just want to say that Les Johnson is having a night, folks. He is just absolutely going off. Tony, that pays the price of admission right there.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, he's coming to this game for free, man. He's unbelievable.
That's like taking candy from a baby when Les Johnson's behind a three-point line.
This man's probably won $30 tonight just shooting three-pointers.
From our Indians, I'm looking for us to continue to attack that zone. Clearly, Petey's shown that he's feeling it behind the arc, and that Derek and Petey and Grant are more than capable of getting to the rack. So I think, you know, one of them's got to do it. Find the open man, kick it out. Let's knock down some threes. That's been working for us so far. I don't know why we don't keep tapping into it. So.
Yeah, it'll be interesting for New Knoxville to see if they switch anything up, try to go to like a matchup zone to guard Peyton, because, I mean, he's been showing that he's going to score the ball even when you put a guy on off in his grill. So, you know, I mean, they might throw another guy at him.
We got to pay the bills, so we're going to take another short break right before the start of our second half. Be right back after this.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
And welcome back. Reese, take her away.
Knoxville get the first possession of the half, or of the quarter, and they throw it away, so we go back to the Indians.
And Grant Kanapke has it on the right wing. He kicks it up to Peyton Judy. He looks to take it to the rack. Puts a little scoop layup up, and it's up and no good. Noah Leonard tries getting a rebound and just happens to knock it out of bounds. So it'll be new Knoxville basketball.
We'll give it up to Covert. Covert, top of the key, gives over to Antaj. Gives over to Osborne. Osborne will give back over to... can't see a number. 24, Antaj over to Poppy. Poppy will find Antaj, back to Poppy. Struggling and throws it to Derek Judy.
Derek Judy takes it the other way, goes up for the layup. It's up and no good, but followed up by Clay Schmitz. Nice clean up job by Clay Schmitz.
So Poppy will give over to Osborne. Back over to Hans Podge and a 3-point basket.
Indians inbound to Petey Judy. He takes it up the right wing, and he throws a lazy pass thrown away by Knoxville by Cover. He goes up with a right-handed layup. Easy two. Coach Bayshore can't be happy about that one.
So that gives the Indians now a 4-point lead.
And Grant Kanapke has it down in the right corner. He kicks up to Peyton Judy at the top of the key. Gets it back to Kanapke. He puts up the three. It's no good.
Rebounded by Davis. Davis will give it over to number 24, Antaj, to number 10, Davis. Davis will then drive, dish out to number 12, Cover, and he'll fire up a three up no good. Rebound by Grant Kanapke.
And
Grant will kick it back to Petey, who then finds Derek Jeudy on the right wing. They swing it all the way back to Grant, and he finds Petey at the top of the key for three. It's up and good.
Shai extends the lead to 7 for the Indians here in the third quarter. Hodge will drive, dish out to number 12, Covert, over to Poppy. Poppy will make a move baseline, but be blocked away by Noah Leonards.
And they call a blocking foul on, Osborne? Right?
Covert,
my bad. So Derek Jeudy draws a foul, but it is on the floor.
It looks like Derek got a little shaken up right there.
Yeah, he's hurt. He's grimacing.
And he's asking for a sub.
Ooh, must be looking like a Charlie horse, kind of.
This is a guy hit right on that leg in the wrong spot.
And he'll go. Oh, that is not looking good. He's looking pretty tender right now. Not a good sign for the Indians. Derek Jeudy's all right. The Indians inbound it to Clay Schmitz on the block, who then finds Leonards on the block. He finishes up and in.
So 42-33, Indians have the lead. Lagerman will give it over to number 24 on side. He'll dribble up top, find the beer liner on a good pass, and up and good. What a pass there, Bronny. Nice, splits the defenders.
Yeah, that's impressive. And Ryan Post has it on the left wing. He kicks it over to Martin, who then finds Clayton Pierce on the right wing. He drives in, kicks out to Clay Schmitz. He thinks about the three. He throws it cross court to Ryan Post. He puts up the three. It's up and no good. Rebounded by New Knoxville.
New Knoxville is trying to make that little push to get back in this game. Lagerman has it. Up top to number 12, Covert. Covert will then be fouled.
That's going to be on Ryan Post
shooting two.
So that will go to the Hall Brothers foul line in our Kelp Pharmacy third quarter.
Throughout the sponsorship.
Yep. Without him, we wouldn't be here.
Absolutely. It looks like I think Derek went to lockers.
I think he's out in the hall getting a good stretch in.
Yeah.
We've all been there a time or two.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Covert's second one is up, and
Clayton Pearson looks to take it up for the right-hand side for the Indians. He kicks it down to Post in the corner, and Coach Mike Bayshore will call a timeout, so we'll take one with him. Be right back after this.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
And welcome back to our Kelp Pharmacy third quarter with the Indian basketball coming out of the timeout. They get it into No Leonards. He puts up the right hook. It's up and no good. Tough roll there.
Rebound by Hans Pazio. Give over to Covert. Covert. We'll give it over to Hans Pazio. Back to Covert. Over to Osborne. Covert, top of key. He has the ball. He'll pull about 15-footer up. No good. Rebound by Petey Beauty.
And he looks to take it up past half court and gets the ball snagged out of the air by Covert. And he leads it up to one of his teammates, but stolen away by Clayton Pearson.
I tell you what, this game right now is like a tennis match. It's just constantly back and forth. My neck hurts.
Someone get this man some Biofreeze.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm getting stiff.
Oh, man. For a little Shaq, a little icy hot. Oh. And Clay Beerson looks to take it up for the Indians.
That's a good one, though, Craig.
He passes it down to Regan Martin in the right corner, who then gets it back to CP at the top of the key. Clay Pearson, my bad. They find Noah Leonard's down low inside, and he misses the right-handed layup, rebounded by New Knoxville.
Cover will give it up to Berliner. Back up top to Cover over to number 24 on pause, and he'll lose it. And it will stay with New Knoxville. What is going on? Get it into Anpaz, and he'll put the shot up, and no good.
Oh, God. And Petey looks to take it up. Gets it knocked away at the foul line. Somehow recovers it. He swings it over to Clay Schmitz on the right wing. Clay finds Clayton Pearson at the top of the key. Back to Clay. Then over to Martin on the left wing, who swings it down to Petey in the corner, and he strokes it from three. That gives Petey 22 in the night, with your score being 45-36 in favor of your Indians.
Covert. Give it over to Osborne. And we kick away, and Berliner will come up with it and fire up a three, and there will be over the back call on number 32, Poppy of the Rangers.
What a last name. Poppy. I wish I had that one. Big Poppy.
Big Poppy. That has to be his nickname.
Absolutely.
And Clayton Pearson will take it up for the Indians. He swings it over to Peyton Judy. He gets it into the foul line. Kicks it out to Ian Holman in the left corner. And they get it over to Clay Schmitz in the right corner. Petey passes over to Clayton Pearson. For the Indians, they have Clayton Pearson, Ian Holman, Blaine Toby, Clay Schmitz. All in the court, and Blaine Toby goes in for a nice strong move up to the bucket.
And one! You love to see it.
The old-fashioned three-point.
Good old hustle play. That's a nice little energizer there for the Indians. Built some momentum. It's going to be a timeout here by New Knoxville.
So we'll take one with them. Be right back after this.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And welcome back to our Kelp Pharmacy third quarter, where Blaine Toby misses his 1-1 attempt. His and one attempt.
Cover will give over to Berliner. Berliner looking around. He'll give over to him, try to give it to number 32. He does. Poppy. And we have foul on Blaine Toby. .47-36 here in the third quarter. I don't know who's the
Cal Pharmacy.
Osborne will get over to Covert. Back over to Osborne. Covert. Over to Osborne into the corner to Berlant. Over to Poppy, all the way around to Cover in the corner.
Great man defense by the Indians.
Cover for three. It's short. Petey comes up with it.
And Judy looks to take it up. He gets down into the low post. He kicks it out to Clayton Pearson, who throws a cross-court pass to Ian Holman. Nice catch by Ian. Ian looks to get it down low to Blaine Toby, but he wasn't ready. Goes all the way to Petey Judy in the short corner on the right-hand side. Nice little 15-foot jumper.
And you love to see this end of the quarter run here by the Indians, just kind of separating themselves.
Yeah. Give Cal Pharmacy a little shout-out. Got us a little run going.
Cal Pharmacy run.
And Petey Judy's got the basketball. Steals it away. Moving the basket.
Easy layup.
Oh, yeah.
So Covert will give it up to number 32, Poppy. Over to Berliner. Berliner will drive. Pull about 15-footer up. No good. Rebound by Petey Judy. I think 100% this play is going to be everyone gets on the baseline and let Petey do his thing.
Isolate.
And they have two guys on Petey.
He'll be fouled.
And he's going to be fouled with 1.4 seconds.
And New Knoxville didn't fall for it.
Yeah. New Knoxville right away sends. They stick in their 2-3 zone and send two guys right up on Peyton Judy. They know what was coming.
Four seconds left. CP will find Petey. Petey will be wide open.
In the corner for three. The buzzer beater.
A Cal Pharmacy buzzer beater.
Woo! I love it. I love the energy. So with that, the Indians have a 54-36 lead over the New Knoxville Rangers. And we're going to take a little break and be right back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Vernon or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And welcome back to our Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Your Indians with a 54-36 lead and the basketball. Peyton Judy at the top of the key.
In for the Indians here at the fourth quarter. Petey Judy, Blaine Toby, Noah Leonard, Grant Kanapke, and Clayton Pearson. He has the high hand. Mulhay's 29 points to start this fourth quarter.
And he's got people on him like glue. They get it down to Leonard's inside for the nice 10-foot jump hook up and in.
Beautiful shot there by Noah. So that puts the Indians on the board in this quarter. Number 32, Poppy. We'll give it over to number 10, Davis. Back over to Poppy. Her axe on spot. Go over to number 12, Covert. Covert over to Unspot. Get over to Covert. Back in the corner to number 10, Davis. Up no good. Rebound by Petey Judy.
Clayton Pearson looks to take it up the left-hand side. He dribbles towards the free throw line. Kicks it out to Grant Kanapke in the right corner. Who then gets it back to Pearson up top. He swings it back to Kanapke, who then gives it back to Pearson. They feed it down low into Leonard, who kicks it out to Kanapke in the right corner for three. It's up and in.
Bingo!
Grant shot. First points of the night.
And New Knoxville wants a 30-second timeout, so we'll pay the bills and be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
And And welcome back here to Fort Sight Fieldhouse for some Indian varsity action between our Fort Recovery Indians and the New Knoxville Rangers. The current score of 59-36. Indians with the lead. New Knoxville out of the basketball here.
So they get into covert, back over to Unpot. Gives it to number five, Osborne, and there will be something on the court right there.
Yep, so they'll give it back to the New Knoxville.
Popcorn shrapnel.
Back at my dad, scoop that thing up and eat it right there.
Right off the floor.
Osborne will hand off to Covert, over to number 10, Davis. Back to Covert, all the way around to Anfaz, and Noah Lawrence goes flying into the stands.
Goes and visits Neil Spencer. He says, I want an interview after this game, Neil. Give me one.
So Covert will inbound it to Davis. Davis will hit Berliner over to Munchpods. He'll drive, put a five-footer up, no good, rebound by Grant Kamansky.
He looks to push it up, and he finds Blaine Toby under the bucket for an easy two. Caught New Knoxville sleeping. Beautiful. This is what you like to see for Fort Recovery. A much stronger second half.
Oh, yeah.
Just pulling away with this game.
Oh, we got to give a shout out to Calp Pharmacy and Pollard Mechanical. It's our Pollard Mechanical fourth quarter. Getting us all these buckets. Clay Schmitz will check in for Blaine Toby.
Covert will inbound under the basket. 61-36. It means that they are a large lead now. Line cards will pull up with two. Up no good. Rebound by Clay Schmitz.
Schmitz looks to pass it off. He finds Peyton Judy. Judy finds Schmitz on the left wing. He throws into Leonard. She puts up the junk hook.
Nice soaky turnaround. Noah's hook shot is elite.
Yeah.
I mean, last year, I know he would work on that shot all the time, and it's starting to pay off.
Yep.
I mean, that shot is money.
6'6", man. Just get that arm up there and toss it in there.
Anfaz shows up a three, up no good. Rebound by Petey, and Petey will then throw it away.
Volleyball spiked that thing out of there.
Covert will and drive on Petey, up and good over Pete. So, good move there. And Kobe Wendell looks to push it up the right-hand side. He's getting pressured. Kobe, he kicks it to Clay Schmitz in the right corner. Then looks to drive. Gets it poked away by Covert. And he'll slow it down.
Started by Kobe Wendell. Over to Davis. Back with Anfaz. He'll fire up a three up and good.
Knoxville make a little run.
63-41 is our score here in the
fourth Pollard quarter. Mechanical.
Yep. Fourth quarter.
Kobe Wendell dribbling around the top of the key. He swings it over to Peyton Judy in the right wing. He gets it down on the 10-foot line and gets hacked. They were thinking about not calling a foul there, but I think they made the right call. Send Petey the line to the Hall Brothers foul line for two.
I like the ways you're working these sponsorships here, Bronny.
Oh, I
smooth transition.
Oh, man. Lots of experience veteran. Under the old belt.
Grizzled yeah. Veteran on the radio.
It's definitely the beard. This gives me like an extra 2 points,
whatever that is.
We're trying. PD makes his first, which gives them 30 on the night so far. Fire up his second, up and good.
Berliner has the ball. Over to Covert. Hands it off to number five, or keeps it. Covert fires up a two. Long two, up and good.
And Kobe Wendell looks to take it up the right-hand side for the Indians. He's dribbling around the top of the key. He then finds Grant Canapke in the left corner. who looks to get a screen from Schmitz. Then they find Leonard's at the top of the key. He tries forcing it down into Schmitz. It's knocked away, recovered by Peyton Judy, who then kicks out to Grant Konapke for three, and it's good.
Wow.
Nothing like that. Nice hit by Grant Konapke.
Beautiful offense right there for the Indians.
So Knoxville gets it back over to Onspaw. Over to Osborne. Osborne's going to fire up a three. Up being good. Wow.
The no jump jump shot.
You couldn't have shoved the phone book in there. And Kobe Waddle brings it up the right hand side in our Polymer Mechanical fourth quarter. And he gets it over to Petey on the left wing. He dribbles it around. Looks like they're trying to foul. He passes it down to Leonard in the low post. He dribbles around. Nice pass into Schmitz on the opposite low block. Recovered by Leonard. He takes it in. Up off the glass for two. Nice aggressive move by Noah Leonard there.
Yes, it is. So Verlina will drive based on Greg and Afghan. It'll be a foul on Grant.
Did we ever give her names, fellas?
I don't think so.
What?
I don't even think we gave our names at the front end of it. I'm Ryan Braun, alongside Reese Rogers and Trevor Vaughn.
You already know what it is.
They probably know who we are, you know.
Yeah, well.
I'd like to consider myself time. Famous.
Petey winding out with 31.
Indians are going to get the young guys a little time here. So Ian Holman, Brian Benn, Lane Toby, Owen Shane, and Clayton Pearson will check in. And there's going to be a foul on a three-point attempt by New Knoxville. Blaine Toby gets a little aggressive.
So I'll send Onspot. Two line shooting, three.
Indians have a 7-46 lead with 2.5 minutes remaining in the ballgame.
First one bounces around.
Give it a little roll.
22 times.
That was up there forever, it seemed like.
It's a good old Chicago Bears field goal right there.
I
think the new Knoxville big man forgot it was a three-point bucket, and he was about ready to sprint right over the Hall Brothers foul line.
Absolutely.
Someone in our student section fall down there or something?
Nah, I think they're late. They're trying to distract her.
Oh, Maddie Ramel, I think.
I caught that late.
Didn't work too well.
3-for-3 at the line, so.
Andy Knoxville starts off in a 2-3 and gets up into their man, it looks like. Nah, it still looks like a 2-3. Indians feed it down to Brian Benn on a low block. He gets swatted.
This team's just going to keep firing. Firing away, Trev.
Absolutely bombs away.
Three's better than two, they always say.
I think that's how math works.
I think.
Clayton Pearson with a nice drive and bucket. Gets it about 10 foot. Puts him a nice little floater. Nice strong move.
Number 32, Poppy. We'll give it over to Onpaj, over to Berline. Berline will drive, dish out. Poppy. Poppy will put a shot up and good.
That was something else there. Clayton Pearson looks to take it up the right hand side. He pushes it up to Toby in the right corner. Gives it back to Pearson, who swings it the opposite way to Ian Holman. He puts up the three, and it's up and good. Ian Holman.
Wow.
He might be the most improved shooter I've seen in the Fort Recovery basketball program.
I agree with that.
I mean, he is zoned in from three.
Electric. That's the atmosphere here right now, boys.
Oh, yeah. Indians with a 75-51 lead here with about a minute remaining in the ballgame. Well, we remind you, we have a Miracle Lanes postgame show after this. The conclusion of this ball game. And New Knoxville chucks up a three. It's up and no good. Clayton Pearson comes down with the rebound. He passes up to Blaine Toby. He looks to hold it. Well, he finds Brian Benn inside. He puts up a 15-footer and it's blocked. But he gets it back. And he's down on a low block, gets blocked again. Poor Brian, man. He can't get nothing to go. And number 24, what's his name?
Oshmont.
It is fouled by Blaine Toby on the block. We have Reese totaling up our stats for the post-game show.
I'm missing some.
That's all right. We're just going to give you numbers of Knoxville since I'm not familiar. So number 22 takes it in.
Just say PD.
Pulls up from 10.
Just say PD had a lot.
PD had a lot of points. Everybody else had some, you know.
I know Clay Smith was in double digits as well.
So was Noah.
Noah had 12, I think. So Clayton Pearson dribbles around the top of the key. He finds Blaine Toby. They're looking to dribble it out. Hearing a little victory chant from the Indian student section. So it was good.
Absolutely. Big win for the Indians. 24-point victory here from Forsyth Fieldhouse.
And we are approaching our Miracle Lanes post-game show. But before that, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome to our Miracle Lanes post-game show, where the Indians get a 75-51 win. Talking here to former Indian All-Stars, Kai Wendell and Carly Stone up here visiting
us. Wow.
Got to give them a little shout-out.
Distinguished alumni.
Me and Trevor just here for academics. They were here for athletics, so
I would say I was here for, I don't know what this is.
Just taking some of the air. But Indians with a convincing win on the night. Peyton Judy, I think he was up around high 20s, low 30s, Reese Bob.
He hit 31.
31, I'd say. So, PD Judy with a heck of a ball game. We also had, I know, Clay Schmitz with 10 to 12. Noah Lennox with 10 or 12. Greg Kanapke hit a couple big threes there for us in the second half. And, I don't know, all around it was just pretty good outing by the Indians. I thought they played somewhat clean.
Yeah, that first half was back and forth constantly. But definitely, whatever Coach Bashore said, a half worked because they came out the second half and we were just firing. We just slowly pulled away from him. So, I mean, a very impressive second half by the Indians. That might be the best half of basketball we've played all year.
Oh, I'd have to agree with you. I mean, just everything there, you know. You get, and it's always nice to get the young guys in at the end, get them some varsity experience. So, you know, you can't take games like this for granted. And we clearly did tonight. We took care of business. So, absolutely. I don't know how long Coach Bashore's
hopefully quick. I can't imagine it can't be that long.
Yeah, how long his post-game talk with the team will be. So
take a break.
We're going to take a quick break and maybe have him on after
hopefully.
This. Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25.
5 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
This is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
And welcome back to our Miracle Lanes post-game show. We'll talk a little bit about our scholarship chicken dinner. We have Romer's barbecue chicken, applesauce, chips, and a roll. Dine in or carry out. Tickets are $8, pre-sale only at the Fort Recovery High School Commons. It'll be on Friday, February 8th, from 4 to 6 p.m. This will be prior to the Fort Recovery and St. Henry Boys basketball game. It is sponsored by the Fort Recovery and St. Henry Boys basketball teams and FR Traveling Tribe. Proceeds benefit the Shane Long Scholarship Fund and the Traveling Tribe. Oh, man. Kelsey Judy's up here visiting us.
I tell you what.
Joined by Derek.
Every time you read that, I just get hungry.
Get some mouth watering a little bit. A little saliva going.
Absolutely. It looks like we're being joined here by Coach Bayshore.
The Indians.
What an interview committee.
The myth.
Absolutely.
The myth, the man, the legend.
What an interview
has
committee.
Has joined up here. Man, you are looking sharp tonight. I have to start off that way. What
do we got
the
going
shooters?
On here?
Look at that.
Pullover.
A little quarter zip.
I didn't like that. We looked too fat in the things we wore. So we went black.
I was about to ask what was going on there or where mine was at. But we'll start talking about the game. But so what'd you think, Coach? What were you most impressed with this ball game here?
The third quarter, maybe the little run we went on a little bit there. We got a long way to go defensively. I mean, you guys both know that. You've seen that.
Yeah, that ball from Knoxville looked sharp down on the other end.
But you know, I thought Clay and Noah played decently tonight, especially in the second half. You know, and Peyton was hitting on all cylinders there for a while.
Oh yeah.
I think the thing that maybe was like, we didn't really lose anything when we put some of the JV kids in. They've earned that right to get a little bit of playing time. It just wasn't the start that we hoped we would have. We let them hang around for a little bit too long.
Yep.
I mean, you guys both know 28 points in the first half is not something that we like to hang our hat on defensively. So
definitely.
I thought we played a lot better in the third quarter.
It was one heck of a third quarter.
But in defense, we've just been struggling. So, you know, sometimes when you struggle, things don't always go the right way. You just got to keep working. And we got better as the game went along, started getting some better defense, and we rebounded a lot better tonight than we did up at Delphus. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like I said, we've been struggling lately, so we needed tonight to come away and be comfortable at the end. That's good. I'll take them any way I can get them.
Oh, exactly.
So.
And this game serves kind of more importance, you know, than one would think. It's just one of those, you know, confidence boosters.
Yeah.
You know, you're capable of doing so. You're kind of leading, you know, we're starting to crawl in towards the second half of the season, lead into the postseason. So, you know, a confidence boost every here and there isn't so bad.
Yeah.
Good confidence. competition, but, you know, you need a pick nap every so long.
Yeah, it didn't go very well up at Delphus, so to have that. I mean, we had a nice week of practice, but like I said, I'm happy with the win. I thought everybody that went in there did something. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think nobody hurt us tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought Owen had some really good plays in the second quarter there when he was in. A couple of rebounds and stuff. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's just that hustle up the bench.
Right.
I mean, you can't teach it.
No, and between him and Blaine, you know, that's the other thing. When Ian Holman hit that three, Blaine was happier for Ian than Ian was. I was told the kids in the locker room, we need more Blaine than everybody.
Oh, that speaks. It's just, Blaine, he's just got that toughness to him. Every time he comes in, he makes a hustle play, which is just huge. Yeah. It's just a huge pick-me-up for the team, whether he's getting a nice rebound, getting a nice little put back, or...
Well, a lot of people, what you don't see is if Blaine makes a mistake, then he goes out and does five things right the next five games down the floor. He doesn't hang his head and sulk about it.
He's going to make sure he makes up for what he did wrong. But, again, the Indians are not in action tomorrow night because of weather. I think Coach Bayshore, what'd you say? You're building a snowman? Maybe doing some sledding tomorrow?
Nice little break?
Probably won't snow at all.
Probably.
Whatever.
But what do we have, Arcanum Tuesday then?
Yeah, I mean,
what are they looking? Give us a little insight on.
They still have the gray kid. Okay. You know, I think their big kid's out. I think he got hurt. Ooh. But their guards are quick. They got a new coach, so they're playing with a little bit of enthusiasm. I don't think they've lost at home this year.
Ooh.
So they're tough at home.
That is a tough environment, though.
Place to play.
You know, you go up there, you know, you're not going to have things. The ball's not necessarily going to bounce your way. That's it. If we can go up there and get a win on the road up there, that'll be another thing that we can have. Say, hey, we went out and beat a good team with a really good scorer and some good young kids that are hungry up there. That'd be another good win.
Building the foundation. So, but hey, we'd like to thank you for coming up on here. Congrats on the win.
So, like I said,
it's always nice.
This is a great crew up here.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't go that far, but hey, thanks, Coach. Yep. Coach Bayshore. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto. 375-4617. Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And welcome back to our Miracle Lanes post-game show, where we'll just have a few closing remarks here. You boys got anything?
Great momentum builder for the Indians. Hopefully they can go out and get some more wins down the stretch. Very nice showing in the second half.
Yep, I'd have to agree with you. So I'm Ryan Braun. Thanks for listening. I'll let the other two.
Thanks for letting me crash your party, boys. Had a good time over here on 40 Cover Radio. Hopefully I'll be back soon.
Oh, yeah. We'll always accept you here.
And I got to say also, you guys got to go buy your bread and milk because we're getting snowed in, boys. There's an avalanche coming.
Good win by the Indians. I mean, 75-51 win over probably a team that's not as good as us is always good to see. And I bet Coach O or Coach Bayshore has to be happy. And the JV came out victorious, too. So can't complain.
Again, thanks for listening. Final score, 75-51, our Indians with the win. We'll see ya.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
special sports coverage of high school basketball.